Well, a little inclement weather this morning, so we decided to do our walkthrough inside. Things should be cleared up this afternoon where we can go back outside and be able to get a quality, some quality work as we work towards our first preseason game of the season. I'd like to begin our press conference by congratulating the most recent Hall of Famer for our, as far as a Viking alumni, Chris Carter. Tremendous honor. Had a chance to speak with him on Sunday morning after the ceremony, and was he was thrilled, as you can imagine. He was still riding on that cloud that with all the things that had happened on that Saturday. So in our conversation, I just encouraged him and told him thank you from on behalf of our football team for the way he's represented our organization and for his continued support of what we're trying to get done here in Minnesota. So congratulations to Chris, and just everybody's extremely excited for what has occurred in his career and his life post-football. Good things happened from that scrimmage on Saturday night. Had a chance to watch it on tape with our coaches and then taking our players through it this morning. A lot of positive things. There are definitely some things that we need to work on to achieve our goals, and but I think we're heading in the right direction. There's a lot that we have to get cleaned up. We have a few guys that are banged up right now, but the attitude and the work ethic of our players really gets you encouraged. We got to do some things better in order to win a game in the National Football League, but they're working the right way, and hopefully we can have a good week of practice and keep improving so we'll be able to identify the right 53 for our football team.
Joe was not here. Joe Berger?
Joe Berger has a personal matter that came up last night, and he had to leave, and not sure of the date of his return, but I may be able to share more about that later on. But he had to leave for a personal matter.
Leslie, how has Everson hurt from the camp 2 years for him and showed the signs last year? What
did you see? Well, Mike, he did a great job for us, especially towards the end of the season a year ago. Really came on strong, was very consistent, and he's kind of picked up where he left off throughout this offseason and in training camp as well. He's been a bright spot. The way he's practiced, the attitude that he's had, really looking forward to watching how he develops over the course of this year. But so far, so good. He's off to a great start.
How about Marcus Sherrills, who's trying to be a punt returner and all those things too, and he's got a lot of competition.
He does. Marcus has a lot of competition for that punt return spot as well as the nickel cornerback position. But Marcus has shown that he's a very resilient guy. He seems to find a way. So. He's battling like he always does. Every time we come to training camp, every session that he's a part of, every practice, he battles. And he's going to do the same thing this preseason. But he's consistent, and he's doing well. But we'll see how things play out over the course of this preseason.
Do you have an idea when you might get some of those injured guys back, Raymond, Rhodes, Bishop?
Not certain. I'll probably know a little bit more today, depending on whether they can go or not. And maybe tomorrow might have a better answer than today.
The way he played last year, especially towards the end, kind of playing more snaps, do you look to kind of carve out a more defined role for him, or does he kind of still just get his snaps in different spots in different situations?
Ben, the way he came along last season and the way he's practicing now, you definitely want to have a plan similar to what we had a year ago, but you want to have a plan to get him more snaps. He's showing that he's deserving of that. So as he continues to develop, we got to make sure that we have a plan to get him on the field and give him an opportunity to make plays. And that's a part of our conversation during this preseason. But we'll see if he can remain consistent. Right now, he's off to a great start.
Is that tough to do, to find him more snaps when you've got two guys on the ends that play as much as Jared and Brian do?
Well, Jared and Brian, they're very good players for us, obviously, and Jared been a Pro Bowler annually. But when a guy is performing at the level that Everson is performing, you have to find ways to get him on the field to help your football team. And we'll see if he continues to do what he's doing. He's doing a good job.
Week, and you got a little bit of a shorter week. Does anything change in terms of the regimen, in terms of what you're going to be installing? I mean, how do you pivot into week two, I guess?
Well, Brian, for us, we're really concentrating on our team and our roster. This preseason game, it's important for different reasons. The primary reason that it's important is it gives us a chance to evaluate guys in game situations. But from a win-loss standpoint, there's not a lot of credence in it. So we're just doing the things that are necessary to evaluate our players. That doesn't mean that we're going to do any less or more from an installation standpoint based on the fact that we have a game on Friday. So we're just going according to our plan, what gives us the best chance to evaluate our guys and also puts us on track to get ready for the regular season. The Texans game is on our schedule, but it's not really on our radar other than the fact that it's a preseason game and our players get a chance to get evaluated in front of, you know, some live action.
That punt return competition, who other than Marcus are you most eager to look at Friday night?
Well, we got a few different guys. We want to take a look at Stephen Burton a little bit. We're probably going to give Bobby Felder a chance. We're debating about whether or not we want Patterson to have a chance to do it as well. Jairus Wright may get an opportunity. So we got a few candidates to potentially take a look at, and we'll just see how it goes as the game as it unfolds.
Plus, defensive linemen have sort of complained about coming out of games as much as anyone over the years. Given the situation at that position group this year, are you prepared for as much lobbying as you've ever heard from those guys?
Without question, that will not end, Dave. That will be ongoing, and that's a good thing. You know, you want guys that want to be on the field. You don't want them over there saying, okay, I'm fine, you go in this time. We want guys to be competitive, that want to go in and make plays for us. So it's a good problem to have, and especially when you've got guys that are as good of players as ours are. So it's a good problem.
For a new guy like that, did that just pretty much scuttle his season?
Who was it again?
John Carlson.
Oh. Well, when you're a new guy and you come in and you know, you get injured, as you said, as early as he did, and you're trying to develop the timing between the quarterback and also trying to develop a rapport with your teammates, the offensive coordinator, no question it set John back a year ago. But so far, I mean, he hasn't missed anything. He's had good practices. And, you know, we get him now to hopefully get to the ball game on Friday night and get a chance to play with our starting unit some. Should be good for us. But, yeah, if you're a new guy, you come in and you miss a lot of time in training camp like he did, it's going to set you back.
A couple of nice catches in the end zone. Do you just see he and Rudolph being this kind of a double threat around the end zone that makes it pretty tough to defend?
That sort of keeps throwing me off, man. My old coach, yeah. But, yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, flashbacks, exactly. But John, yeah, he did a good job on Saturday night, and we're encouraged. And we know he's a good player. We know he's capable of making plays. Just want to see him continue to progress. And we're going to try to give him as many opportunities as we can in this preseason and try to get him involved. And a lot of it will be based on what we get accomplished here at training camp and then what we get accomplished in the preseason.
H-back it looks like in a few practices. Is that something you consider using him for?
Yeah. I mean, there are going to be times where we're going to want him in the backfield, similar to what we do at Red Ellison as well. So we like to get him involved in a number of different ways, and that's one of the options we're taking a look at while we're in the preseason.
Where have you seen Jamarcus come the furthest since he was put in the starting lineup last year from Mr. tonight?
It seems like his confidence has really grown. He's gotten better at getting his hands on balls, but the confidence factor, that's the one thing that is really evident to our coaching staff and his teammates as well. Much more sure of himself, not overly concerned about trying to impress this person, but just concentrating on his job and playing with a lot of confidence, which is what we need from his position. We need confidence and guys being really certain of what they do, because other guys in the secondary, especially when you got so many young guys, they kind of feed off of that from a veteran guy like Jamarcus has become for our team.
On Friday to just not dress a number of the starters, kind of a typical preseason opener?
Kind of typical, Tim. Maybe a little sooner than I want to talk about it, but yes, there that will be the case. There will be some guys who won't necessarily participate.
So. How about the lead up this week? I mean, do you lighten up on the pads the next couple of days leading up to Friday's game?
No, we're going to wear pads each day other than Thursday, the day before the game, but we're going to continue to have padded practices. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we're working towards the regular season, and so I think those padded practices are necessary this time of the year, so we'll continue in padded practices. So,
when you use Everson at tackle and the nickel, is that also a position that Sharif could compete for, or does he have that kind of skill?
Yeah, we're hoping so, Mark. We think he has the ability to be an inside pass rusher for us. But Everson will definitely be in there. But there may be times where they'll be simultaneous. They may be in at the same time. We'll see how Sharif does here in the preseason and even in our practices and determine if he deserves some snaps in third down situations, you know, giving us a chance to rush the pass. We think he's capable of doing it, but we'll see.
So you could do something similar to what the Giants have been known for in recent years, where you could get just basically four pass rushes in there.
Well, we've always tried to do that. I mean, that's one of the reasons we put Everson inside. We did the same thing when Brian Robinson was in that role as a third end when Ray Edwards was here. So we've always tried to get our best four pass rushers on the field when we know that people are in a passing situation. So it's something we've always done.
So.
Not overly concerned, you know, unless it lingers. So we'll see. You know, he'll be day-to-day, and hopefully we can get him back and get him some action on Friday night, but we'll have to kind of wait and see.
Growing, though?
It is a growing, yes. So, all right, thank you, guys.